Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Wagwan.
There's like a reverb chimp styley going on there.
I like it.
There you go, one for luck.
Gotta love a bit of chimp.
A bit of chimp.
A bit of chimpy sounds.
How the fucking hell are you?
I'm all right. You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's getting cold now, isn't it?
It is darker, colder.
Yeah, typically British have a little chit-chat about the weather before we get going.
Yeah, always being so wet, so cold.
Yeah.
Well, not like it used to be.
Not back in my day.
In Bristolian.
When I was on the tractors, back in Somerset...
It wasn't dark.
No.
It wasn't.
But what, the clocks have changed, haven't they?
The clocks has changed, fucking hell.
Apparently that was for the fathers.
The clocks has changed. Fucking proper.
Someone said that to me the other day. Why are the clocks changing? I don't ever know why the clocks are changing. I was like, I think it was something to do with the farmers years ago.
That's like when anyone asked me to explain a woman's menstrual cycle. Is it something to do with the tide? I don't get it.
Yeah, something to do with the moon?
Something like that, yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know how the moon works with
not a clue.
Women's bits and bobs.
Not a clue.
Anyway, we got a guest on this week. Well, I say guest, it's more like friend. We keep saying guests, but they're more like mates we've dragged along.
We haven't dragged.
Kicking and screaming, but yeah, so our pal Ricky has joined us tonight. Ricky, let's give him a bit of an intro, shall we, Chris?
Let's do it.
Legend, all-round nice guy.
Fucking amazing drummer.
Lovely hair. Used to play in our band.
Yeah.
We did a band called Summer Drive Home back in the day, the three of us.
Yeah.
And new Muscle Man. Let's call him Muscle Man.
Newfound Muscle Man.
Yeah, round of applause. Hello, Rick.
Hello, how are we? Guys are too kind.
Do you reckon Muscle Man is a good new title for you?
I guess so, yeah. I am a new Muscle Man.
So what got you into that then? From like... Just one day not doing the gym to now being like, I love the gym.
I kind of just woke up and looked in the mirror and thought, you're fat.
Fair enough.
I do that sort every day. I'm in the gym though.
Well, some people, you know, are fat and happy, and some people
want to bulk
out and be, you know, the dominator. Biani.
Fuck me, I thought you said the Dominator.
That's what I thought you said originally. The Dominator.
He's going for some like kinky sex thing here. So I dominate you.
So what's the...
get to my chopper.
The end game. Not to get yourself a chopper, but...
Well, the end game within like the gym
what do you want to do?
So my end game is to do... Or? It is for fitness, yeah. Mental health.
Yeah.
It helps massively with mental health. But I want to start doing like competitions in... like physique and
yeah, is that where you showing off, grease yourself up and do the poses and all that on stage?
Yes, it is, but it's not full on like bodybuilding where you're in those skimpy little like bulky smugglers and whatever else. But yeah, you do tan yourself up,
nice,
make yourself look toned and muscly, and yeah, just show off in front of people, basically
oily as fuck.
Yeah.
Proper.
Is there prizes for this? I don't really know.
I think you get medals and stuff. I've not really looked too much into it, to be fair. I've just been doing the training side of it, just.
Yeah. So does this mean like 6 meals a day rather than 3?
Yeah, it should be, but
because I've been in that for ages. Yeah.
I mean, it's what kind of meals is it that you're eating? No, this is the thing.
It's mainly pot noodles.
Yeah.
No, it's all protein based, isn't it? The muscle building.
Yeah, stuff. You should be on a pretty strict diet, to be fair, but I'm not. I'm just sort of what they call dirty bulking. I just eat what I want when I want.
Okay.
I have about 4 McDonald's a day. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Like, yeah.
Dirty bulking. I've
dirty
heard that
bulking,
before.
Dirty bulking, yeah.
Next time I'm Mrs. Like, what'd you have for lunch? That's right, I'm dirty bulking. Like,
yeah. You can use that now.
I went to McDonald's 3 times. You're going to the gym later. What's gym? What?
Going round gyms.
I did think about opening up a pub and calling it the gym, so that when people say I'm going to the gym,
that's genius.
It's a fucking amazing idea.
Yeah,
I love that. I think Dragon's Den. We pitched the otters in moccasins, the mottisons. let's hit them with this one. See what they think.
Yeah, I like that.
Just email that one, Jay, off to the Dragon's Den at internet.com.
Yeah, I'll sort that email address out.
Send it over.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a review then. Maybe like 12 months time, we'll do Rick's progress, see where he is in 12 months, and
love that.
We'll pop.
I mean, keep following the progress on my Facebook and Instagram.
So what if listeners want to follow your gym journey? What's your Insta handle? Is it just @Ricky?
You know what? I couldn't actually tell you what my Insta handle is. To be fair,
we'll put it in the socials so you can see.
Well, we'll do a picture of you now on the sofa tonight, and then when you've done your gym.
Naked? Do you want me naked?
Oh, yeah, we can do naked. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah?
But maybe we'll do a...
Can we all be naked?
I love you.
Maybe we'll do a Rick gym buff on stage.
Oh, no, that's...
Greased up pick.
No, I've got it. Go on. We will do a brain stew calendar with our guests in there that are nude.
Perfect.
That's a very good idea, actually, Solve. Yeah. And Solve. Then sell them and make money for charity and stuff.
Brain stew what? Charity.
The Brain Stew charity?
Yeah, yeah, literally, which is helping...
Yeah. Or we'll sell calendars and we'll use the money to buy beers.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not pretend we're a charity. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, charity starts at home, does it not?
Absolutely.
It does. It does. Loving that. So, should we delve into a topic? Should we have our little jingle before we go into a topic? Let's not forget the old jingly man. Or should we just jump straight in? What do you want to do,
I'll tell you what. I was just going to quickly ask you guys what you've been watching on the telly before we go into that.
What a lovely idea.
Yeah. Oh, what have I been watching on the telly? Do you know what? I don't really watch a lot of TV.
No? You're actually watching The Mirrors now, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, every shop I go past, I'm looking in my window like, who's that handsome guy?
The guy's window shopping again. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm just fine.
Yeah, you find
no, I'm really not that vain. I'm not.
You're flexing outside M&S.
Right? Yeah.
It's some old dear. It's some old granny inside. Fucking hammering it off.
The guy's back again, Maureen. Quick,
that reminds
get the
me of
Vaseline.
That. Didn't we have a story like that once where there was a woman on a bench outside Waitrose?
Waitrose fingering herself.
Yeah, as you do.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
Anyway, were you watching anything much?
Sorry, I was drinking. I'm still I've been revisiting Stranger Things.
Obviously.
So I am at the end of season 3 of Stranger Things. Just about to move into the epic season 4.
Lovely.
So yeah, it's great. Really enjoying it. Have you seen it, Rick?
I've seen the first season and I didn't watch any more after that.
It's just brilliant. Mm. It's so good. There's loads of people I know who've said the same thing, like, oh, I just couldn't get past the second season, or it was a bit persevere. It's one of those where it's fucking unreal. It's so good. And I'm not a huge like science fiction-y type, horror-y type person. I like Star Wars, that's pretty much it, and the odd like slasher film, but excuse me, this is just fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into your TV, it's definitely one to not miss.
Yeah, and it's just like, especially this season just gone, season 4, it's just absolutely brilliant. It's so good.
Yeah, it's
and there's just so many like, I don't want to give too much away, but it's like sort of like some quite sort of like pulls at your heartstrings a little bit, and then it's kind of a little bit like, oh fuck.
You're probably one of the only people I know that hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really get into it. Like,
The first season is really tough because it's kind of, it's unfolding the story. In the second season, it builds on it. In the third season, it does go off on a bit of a tangent in the third season, but then brings it back in. Then the fourth season, it's just like, I understand how everything comes together now. And it's just fucking, the fourth season is amazing. I cannot wait for the fifth season, the final season. Mm. It's just fucking so good. So good.
That's your homework, Rick. Watch season 2, 3, and 4 before 5 comes out.
Yeah,
I should do that.
I did that with Game of Thrones. I hadn't seen a single episode of Game of Thrones until the start of season 8, and we binged everything up until season 8, and we caught up, I think, on the last episode or something like that. We did some serious fucking TV watching in that time, and that was great.
Yeah, apart from the last season,
we rewatched that again recently. Did we talk about this the other week?
I think so. Yeah.
It wasn't as good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's been on TV.
I've been watching.
Let's talk about you.
Yeah, let's.
That was just me just gibbering along.
Something else I think you need to watch if you haven't watched it is What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
It's season 5 just come out. So these. It's basically like a mockumentary following vampires. Right. So there's all the like looking at the camera. They know they're being filmed. It's set in their house. But yeah, really fucking funny if you're not seeing it.
Is it like a comedy sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a comedy following these ancient vampires, but it's just fucking hilarious. Yeah, it's a bit old news, so like I say, season 5 now, but definitely watch that one. Really good.
Sounds good.
All right. Are you all right, guys?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm good. Yeah, we're good.
So don't watch that one then.
No, it's actually, I was just thinking...
You guys are well zoned out then.
No, I was in my head going like, okay, so it's like a mockumentary with like following vampires, and I'm kind of like... All I'm seeing it as is The Office.
So imagine The Office.
Yeah.
But it's just these vampires.
But is it funny?
It's fucking hilarious, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I thought it was going to be like a serious, like kind of moody, like sort of, almost like a Twilight-y kind of thing where it's just like, oh, I'm so sick of being a vampire.
But it's just...
The life's chosen me.
It's just... I can't even explain it to you.
Do people know that they're vampires? Or are they like still hidden?
They're still hiding.
Among normal people.
There's three vampires that live in the house together. They're kind of ancient. They're really old vampires. They still look young, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's a couple and their friend. And then there's another vampire that lives in the basement. But he looks human. He doesn't drink blood. He's really, really boring.
Right.
And he's an energy vampire. So he just feeds off people's
energy.
Yeah, by being really boring, talking like I'm doing now, talking shit to them.
You're fucking feeding my energy.
And sucks the energy out of them.
Are you sure you're not a vampire?
I think I'm dead.
Well, yeah, check out.
So it sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds amazing.
I'm not selling it like I should be, but it's fucking brilliant.
It's probably
going to be one of those. It sounds really shit, but when you actually put it on, you're like, actually, this is really good.
Yeah,
or it'll be one of those that sounds really shit, and when you put it on, it's really shit.
Go and watch like two episodes, right, and then text me and say this is shit, and I'll be like, that's fine.
Right.
If you guys think it's shit, but give it a few episodes, and you'll be like, this is fucking amazing. Yeah,
okay. Now, like, good.
What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
No, my brain literally went to it being like a kind of a Twilight-y sort of thing.
No, ignore that.
It was more like, why the fuck are you watching this?
It's fucking outstanding. Like, so Disney Plus for that one, 5 seasons.
Okay.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation.
So, I wanted to talk to you guys about childhood toys.
Ah, okay.
So, think back to the 90s.
Yeah.
What were your like highlights of the toys you got for your birthday? Were you like really excited to look forward to getting on your birthday or Christmas or?
Like, define toys though. Is this like computer games as well, or are they not really classed as like a toy?
I suppose just look back at your childhood and anything that you were like, you were really desperate to get your hands on, like from the adverts or. I guess any games, board games, computer games,
toys, like the general, Game Boy or like something like that. Like, Ooh.
How do you guys, 30? So I think I'm like five years old.
I mean, I'm 28. I don't know about you. Yeah.
I'm 5 years old or 6 years old.
So yeah, we're 86.
Too much older. I'm 4 years older.
Yeah.
It's just thinking like things that like were coming out when you were like at that age. I'm like, shit, is this going to be like, you're going to be like a Game Boy. So I'm going to be like, yeah, wooden tops.
A plunk.
I remember my favourite toy that I wanted was Castle Grayskull, He-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
I always wanted that because that just looked, you remember like at Christmas, like before Christmas, you'd like get an Argos catalogue and like you'd pull all the pictures out of it and then stick them to a piece of paper.
Yeah.
This is my Christmas
list. I used to go through it and just put X's beside everything that I wanted and like hand it to my mum.
Like circle around.
Yeah, that's it.
And I was just like, every year Castle Grayskull, every year wanted Castle Grayskull. Never got Castle
Grayskull. Oh, you
didn't get it? No, I got like Skeletor's like kind of layer thing, and it had this weird sort of like hole in the middle of it, and it came with this like purple puppet thing that you kind of like a rubber glove with like an angry face on it, and that would come through and get things, and I was like, when I got that, I was like,
thanks.
Thank you.
Some
Santa.
Kids are like, can't hold back what they think, and they go, I didn't want this one.
Yeah.
I wanted the other one.
I wanted the scooter.
Yeah. Do you find as a parent now, you're struggling to be like, I'm gonna fucking smack cunt. It's like, probably not ever advocate smacking child, but that mental kind of like, I am gonna literally clip your ear, you bloody bugger.
Yeah.
Because
it's a pricey like toy. You're like, I've just worked really hard to buy you that.
It always reminds me of that scene in The Simpsons whenever I think of bratty kids, and I see like it's the Simpsons Christmas one where Bart steals the game. And there's steals the game from the supermarket, and I think it's called Brainstorm or something like that. And there's a woman in there, and she's getting a copy of it. And there's a little kid there, and he's like, "Get one for Caitlin too. I'm not sharing." And Bart's like, "He must be the happiest people in the world." And I just, every time I like my kids are like doing bratty things, I'm thinking of those kids going like, "Yeah, that's not okay."
That's a really fair point. Did you guys ever have the WWF wrestlers as well with the ring that you could put on?
Which ones did you have?
Most of them.
All right.
I was quite obsessed with the wrestling, but I took them to school and someone nicked them.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
From like the primary school.
They're still in my loft.
Probably what, are, you bastard.
What was your favourite one then?
I think Hitman Hart was like, or Hogan, I think.
I had Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh yeah.
Rowdy,
okay.
Because that was the first one I ever got, and that was my favourite. I fucking love that. That, because I remember we got it for Toys R Us. Just before Christmas.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
And my brother got Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and I got Rowdy Roddy Piper. And there was the only two, we didn't have a ring or anything like that. And those two, like, literally wrestled the living piss out of each other for fucking ages until we got, like, a ring. But then I got a WCW ring, not a WWF ring.
Oh, no.
And I was proper like, oh, thanks.
I loved it, like, because it had the little step on the side. And you could put him on there and then press the button and it would throw the guy into the ring, didn't it?
Yeah.
Loved it.
And yeah, and then I started getting a couple more, but there was always ones, because I used to get the WWF magazine, and there was always ones in there that you could get in the States that you couldn't get in England.
Yeah.
And always made, like, looking at them going like, ah, oh, I want Tatanka. I want the Legion of Doom. Why can't I get them in the UK? And I just get so, like, disheartened. That was last week.
Yeah, probably was. So... the one that really sticks in my head, and I've still got, like, I don't know if you guys have got any toys from your childhood anywhere, but for some reason I haven't got any. I don't know if there's any in my mum's loft or whatever, but Pogs.
Do you know what? I was having this conversation with someone the other day about Pogs, like with the Keenies and all of that sort of things. Like, yeah.
Absolutely. I remember Pogs. Did you have them?
No, it passed me by a little bit. I think I was a little bit too old for Pogs. Yeah. But I remember being like, what the fuck is this thing? People are just collecting all these discs.
That's
and
it,
like, what the fuck is
this? And then you would have to, like, you'd match up when you'd be like, right, I want those five. And you'd be like, what would you want? And then you'd have to, like, battle for them. So you had to throw the Keenies on top.
Not many people played the game as much. They were just interested in what the picture was. Yeah. Bit like football stickers.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, they were quite big, weren't they, back in the day, football stickers. Wow.
Yeah, and loads of those. I remember Micro Machines.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Micro Machines were fucking amazing.
Yeah, they were
good. They were so cool. And you had the little, like, sets as well, and there were these smaller ones that, like, folded into little boxes, and they all interlinked and made a big city piece. And I remember I got one, and I was so fucking stoked. Put all the little stickers on it, and I was like, this is great. I'm going to get all of them. Never got a single one. Literally just that one piece. So I literally had like a bit of road going through, still thinking that was it, with like 10 Micro Machines. I was
just
like,
just stop.
Yeah, on my birthday, I'm going to get another one. And then it's like, what do you want for your birthday? It's like, football kit.
Yeah.
And I never got any
Didn't
more.
Did they bring it out as a game for the PlayStation?
Yes.
Well,
it was Mega Drive first.
Oh, was it Mega Drive? It was Mega Drive.
That was a great game.
Yeah, I loved that game.
Because, that on the emulators, Hannah years ago got me an emulator, like a little Mega Drive emulator. And I went on to eBay and I bought. The original cartridge game to go in it and played it, and it was just like, this is nowhere near as good as I remember it being.
No.
But it was still
back in the day. Yeah. It was so good, wasn't it? Like the graphics was like, this is amazing.
And then,
like,
you can drive the tanks and fire them.
Yeah.
Oh, and the billiard table one, that was a really difficult one. Remember that one?
Oh yeah.
You didn't want to fall off the side. You had to break with the F1 cars and go down the pocket, and yeah, they were so cool.
So looking at, I was thinking about this. Sorry, looking at toys that are out today compared with what we had in the 90s. Mm. So a lot of it's coming back around. Like, Pokemon is back. Mm. Like, that was it's pretty late 90s, wasn't it? I guess for us.
But do you feel like a lot of kids nowadays sort of play with toys? It's more just like electronic stuff, like iPads.
I was
going to
say,
things like that.
If you take the whole, like, tech element out of it, and you say, like, all right, there's no Switch, there's no Xbox, PlayStation, whatever, there's no iPad, and then you go through, like, what kids actually play with up until a certain age. That used to be the key defining thing, was up until a certain age.
Yeah,
now, like, kids are like, 5-year-old knows how to unlock
playing
a phone.
Playing on iPads and stuff.
Yeah, so it's just like, I think a lot of it is like, it's losing that kind of thing.
Definitely.
So, like, the one thing that I think has stayed, like, true the whole way through, and I think is the best toy on the planet, is Lego.
Yeah,
it has just literally been a staple the whole way through.
It's so expensive, though, isn't it? Really, for what it is, it is really expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. I spent, a couple of years ago, I started collecting Star Wars Lego.
Yeah.
Easily about $1,000 on Lego.
Right.
Just over.
It's
like
crazy.
Disposable income, and it was like, fuck it, I'm going to get the Millennium Falcon.
I'm still going to get the Office one, actually. The Office.
Yeah,
Lego.
190 quid.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
The Simpsons house, 300 quid. And you're just like, how is that?
It's mental, isn't
but
it?
But then you get like the collector's items. So like there's like an Imperial Destroyer, Star Wars. It's like 1,200 quid. £1,200.
Who's spending that?
So, you know, have you seen Lego Movie?
Yeah,
when they go down into like the garage and they've got the Lego City down there. I'm like, there's easily like 30 grand's worth of Lego.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Fucking, it's insane. But it's the one toy that, like, even now, I would be like, a couple of years ago, I remember when my I think it was my dad's last Christmas, and they were like, "What do you want for Christmas this year?" And I was like, "Lego." And I'm like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, do you know what? I love like seeing all the kids open everything at Christmas." So I'm like, "But you know, sometimes you get like money for Christmas or like a voucher, and it's like there's nothing you can really do with that on the day." And I was like, "I want to be able to do something on Christmas Day." So I was like, "Yeah, just get me some Lego, you know, whatever." And not loads of Lego, but just a bit of Lego, because then we can sit around and build it. And then they bought me the Lego Fire Station, and it was like this fucking massive thing. That was brilliant. I spent ages on the day building it all. Literally got towards the end, and then Ruben sat on it.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
I don't know about you guys, but like, I love building Lego, but it infuriates me as well, because I'm probably a bit OCD with it. The fact that some people just go, "Oh, that's done then. Chuck that in with all the other Lego."
No!
I'm like, no. All goes back in its exact little bags. Put that way together.
All the reds together, all the yellows together. Yeah.
I can't stand it if it's mixed in with all the other stuff.
There's one thing that annoys me about Lego. It's the only thing that annoys me, and it's stickers.
Oh, yeah, you've got to line them
trying up. Trying to stick them on perfectly.
Print it on the fucking block. Yeah. Come on, you make enough money. Print it on the block. Yeah, we're better than this.
That's not needed. See, I was looking at some of the stuff that's come back. So, Furbies, Barbies, Tamagotchis.
Furbies, wow.
These are all come back like quite recently. I know the Barbie's probably like way earlier than any of us, isn't it? But yeah, it was just interesting to see that Pokemon, Tamagotchi, all of these things have come back around. Like, our kids are enjoying them now as well. From when we were younger, but the toys I see in supermarkets mostly is like Minecraft and Fortnite toys as well.
That Among Us,
that sort of stuff. Yeah. Seems to be really popular.
These are all derivatives of computer games, aren't they? These are just like merchandise.
Yeah, that's all it is
for
.
Computer games, isn't it? It's not like an actual thing, is it?
Well, that probably is the way forward, though, isn't it? Because kids are so engrossed in games and screens.
It's the way of the world, isn't it? This everything is literally geared up to technology and geared up to a screen, like you say. It's just like, to then get kids to, like, I don't know if you've ever struggled with your kids to be like, "Oh, do you want to play with this?" And they're like, "No, I just want to do my iPad." And it's like, because it's interactive.
Yeah,
it's just,
I feel a bit sad for them. I don't know about you, but like, they won't have what we had. Like, there wasn't all screens and things.
It's a complete different time now, isn't it? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
There's elements of it, because I think there's like, there's two sides to it. Like, I remember like, there's like maybe going the wrong side of the tracks and doing stuff like, you know, buying firecrackers and putting them in milk bottles and shit like that. Like, my kids probably ain't ever going to do that, because they might do it on their screen, but they ain't ever going to do that. And I'm that side of it is okay.
Yeah.
But it's also, you kind of like, you know, it's part of growing up, isn't it? But I think it's a completely different world for them now, isn't it? With screens and shit like that. It's just going to be completely a different experience.
But then they're not living their lives though, are they? They're spending their time like in their rooms, not really going out and doing things. And they're not learning to be like kids and stuff, are they?
No.
But I think I totally agree, because I think I see like the memes on social media, and it's like back in the day when you knew where your friends were, and there's like a picture of a lawn and there's like 10 bikes on
it.
You're like, that's whose house you knew everyone was in. Now it's like, oh, you just see if they're online. And I think it's like the world's moved on that, you know, everyone can be, you know, reachable online and through cyberspace, etc.
Yeah, kids don't know how to go and knock on somebody's door nowadays, do they? Do you know what I mean?
And it would be like, why are you here? Why didn't you just like, you know, like
ring me or text me or
FaceTime me or something? Why are you here in person? I think that's, and obviously with like another generation of kids are going to experience that even more because of COVID, and with growing up in COVID and, you know, having a couple of years of lockdown and things like that. It's going to be, distance was a thing. It was almost like a, you know, distance should be there rather than being close to people. So you're going to have that again with like another group of kids that are going to be like, well, I don't actually want to do things face to face when we can do it on the line.
Do you think the future of toys though, like, where's it going to go? Because obviously we say like screens are popular, and that's going to only get worse and worse. But do you think we'll see, because Toys R Us is gone, and there's Smith's Toys are kind of like the big toy store now. Do you think we'll see the death of the toy store eventually, and it'll be purely digital?
I think so.
And kids won't want to.
I think what you'll see is,
well, I don't know actually, because you've got the younger kids that still play with toys and stuff like that, because they are just like kids, aren't they? Like little kids. Yeah. But
I think you'll see it as like a,
it'll be an age group, won't it?
A developmental thing, won't it? It'll be like toys that, you know, like you get all your toys that I can't remember the brand of them, but like when you're growing up, you know, when you babies and that, and they've got like the Tevas and then like the toys, and then you'll have the cause and effect toys that, yeah, like if you teaching a child to, you know,
put the shapes into the right,
yeah, and things like this, it's all developmental, yeah. But then the moment that child gets to the point of I can use a system,
yeah,
I think you'll just see merchandise. So they'll just be like, I want a sword like they've got on Fortnite. Say there's going to be a foam sword like there, yeah, is on Fortnite or Minecraft.
That's
or
probably going to be the only way they're going to sell products, yeah, isn't, yeah, it? Through games, like a kid loves a game, yeah, so that they'll sell those toys, like you say, through branding.
Yeah, and I think that's the, you know, people who were like going like, oh, well, there's this brand new toy out. And to be fair, like, you know, we could probably argue that, you know, like things like Ghostbusters and stuff, yeah, like that, Ghostbusters toys came from the TV show, the film,
yeah,
but we played with them as kids. Or, you know, Transformers, it was, you know, a toy, TV show, movie, and now it kind of goes back through there. So Star Wars, the same thing, like a lot, yeah, of the stuff that I played with as a kid was probably merchandise from something that we'd seen. So maybe we've been on that path for a very long time.
But no, things like Action Man, was that like a TV program or something before, or did they make that TV program afterwards, like G.I. Joe and
yeah, I think
those
came,
kind of like
I think
characters.
It came afterwards. I wouldn't
so there was the toy first,
yeah,
and then they made those,
it was like an army
series,
doll,
like, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
it was like, yeah, and then obviously people go, oh, kids like army dolls,
yeah,
well, why don't we make G.I. Joe? And then, yeah, it kind of, I'm guessing that's how it happened. But I'm now going back through things thinking like, shit, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
yeah, I love
those,
yeah,
you have the bandanas,
yeah,
or the eye banners. I was like, yeah, well, that was from a TV show and, yeah, a film. Ghostbusters, Star Wars, I had so much Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
And it's just like, now I'm thinking about toys that my kids have got. Yeah.
I mean,
it's not many.
I don't know if you guys ever do it. I don't know if your kids are a bit older now, but... No, actually, maybe not. But you ever go up to Smith's Toys or one of the bigger stores, and it's, even as an adult, you're like walking around like, oh my god, this is great, like the nostalgia.
I mean, yeah, I'm like that if I ever go into a shop like that, but my kids, they're just like, why am I here?
Yeah,
I just want to go home and play on my iPad.
We could do this online.
Yeah.
Why are we not looking online? Yeah.
I mean, it's great just going through all the really high aisles and walking around and just
have you
just
been
looking.
To Hamley's in London?
I don't think I have, actually.
Oh, that is just...
Isn't that several floors?
Yeah, and it is like... So in Home Alone 2, when he's lost in New York, yeah, and he goes to Duncan's Toy Chest,
yeah,
and it's that authentic kind of toy shop where it's alive and there's people going around interacting with all the toys and doing stuff. That's what Hamley's is.
Oh,
like.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like, I've not been there in about 5 years, but every time I go in there, it's just that wonderment of just like, oh, there's just so much cool stuff here. And it's like, with places like Smith's and what was like Toys R Us and stuff like that, it's kind of lost in there because it's just a fuck ton of shelving that's got a shitload of toys in it.
Yeah.
Hamleys, they bring it to life and it's kind of like that magical kind of toy
store.
That's
cool.
And you're like,
I'd have to do that.
That's what it should be. And I just think like, if more people had access to something like that, maybe kids would be a bit more, oh, I want to play with toys.
Yeah.
But the problem is us as adults, you know, are you going to go, say for example, if there was one locally, are you going to go there knowing full well you're going to pay 60 quid for something you can get online from Amazon and deliver the next,
yeah,
day for 30 quid.
This is a shift, yeah, thing. I was going to say, whenever you're in these shops, you pull your phone out and you look at Amazon, and you, like you say, you can get it cheaper, so you end up not buying, yeah, it, which is really sad.
But again, it's, you know, it's
it is killing that whole shopping experience.
Yeah,
experience,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's just the way of the world, yeah, isn't it? It's we want tomorrow today, and we don't want to move anywhere to do it because if it's easier for us to click a button and do it, that's what we're going to do because life's easy. And that's kind of how it's all we've, fucking hell, we've killed toys.
I know. So just to round that up then, have you guys got any of these toys left in your attic or anything you want to pass down to your kids? Or
I've passed my Lego down.
Yeah.
So my pirate Lego and my space Lego, the boys have got that.
Amazing. Yeah.
I don't think I have, no.
No, I was
without actually going, yeah, up and having a rummage around in my mum's loft, I couldn't tell you.
I wish I'd held on to, I think I had a complete set of the first lot of Pokemon cards.
Okay.
I wish I'd kept them because, yeah, they're worth so much money, but yeah.
I had original Star Wars toys and sold them at a car boot sale.
Oh no.
That is tragic.
It's fucking soul destroying. When I think of all those toys and how much money they'd be worth now. But I've got a friend who, as dad, collected Star Wars stuff and then passed it on to him. And he sold it recently. I think for something like about 30k.
Jesus.
No way.
Yeah, he had like a whole like loft full of it. And we're not, and we're like talking like boxed limited editions, but
you know, all still in the boxes.
Like literally like prim and like absolutely pristine. And he sold the whole lot to collectors in Germany or something like that. Wow. And yeah, he got I don't know the exact amount, but I think it was something in and around there. And you're just like,
that's so
like,
sad.
Well, his dad owned the collection, so it was his dad's money. But he was like, yeah, you know, you can look after the collection. Yeah. So the money goes to his dad. But it's like 30 grand. Fuck me.
Oh, man.
My shitty little fucking Ewok with no jacket on wasn't worth it.
No.
But it meant something to me. But yeah, toys. We've killed toys.
Well, yeah, maybe get down to your local toy store and purchase something. We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle. Mmm. Waffle.
Oh, wank me off.
Wank me off indeed.
What?
So, yeah, well, we're just having a lovely drink of the new Funky Goat.
It's actually really nice, to be fair.
Do you like it? Yeah,
yeah, it is. Really nice.
It's, So Goat Drinks Limited,
cherry flavor.
They've got a new cherry drink out, which is the Funky Goat. We had the Horny Goat last time.
I've got to admit, I really like the Horny Goat, but the cherry, I just love cherry drinks. So the cherry goat, the Funky Goat is definitely a winner for me. So yeah, more please.
Yeah, sugar-free natural caffeine drink. So if you fancy trying this and getting 10% off, pop over to their website. Can't remember what the address is. Goatdrinks.co.uk?
There you go, something like that.
Possibly, yeah, yep. But pop on over there, get 10% off.
Just email them funkygoat@theinternet.com.
Yeah, use our code BrainStew10.
It might get there. I don't know. We do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Science@theinternet.com the other week. That was a good one.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you'll find it. You guys are smart. You know what the Google is.
BrainStew10 at checkout. Get your money off.
Get your money off. Anyway, we've got a second topic.
Yeah.
And it starts very sad, doesn't it?
It does,
it's
yeah.
been... I went out for beers on Saturday. I don't go out for beers very often at all. And I went on the beers at about midday. At about 10 o'clock in the evening, I got home. And I've got to be honest, I wasn't smashed. Really? I was all right, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did well. And woke up a little bit fuzzy-headed on Sunday morning to my wife going, Matthew Perry's died.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, that's sad. And then went back to sleep and didn't process it
at all.
Didn't
process it.
And then like about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, she said, did you hear what I said earlier? And I was like, what, Chandler? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And I absolutely adored that character.
Yeah.
And I thought Matthew Perry was such a great actor in that show. And the whole nine yards as well. I love that film.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I can't believe it. Cannot believe it. It's so sad.
No, he's got to be one of the greatest portrayals of a character, actually. It's really funny. It was my favourite in Friends, don't you guys, as in terms of characters on the show.
He's just hilarious. He just, you know, it was the...
I think he was naturally funny as well, wasn't he? Like, he was just very quick and quirky. Like,
yeah.
Seen some of, like, the outtakes and stuff. Like, what it wasn't actually scripted, but they still put it live into, like, the show sort of thing, didn't they? Like, yeah, he was...
And it's just someone who really embraced that character and just kind of became at one with the portrayal of, like... This is what Chandler would say. Mm. This is how Chandler and just became that kind
that
of character.
Character like, yeah,
it's just absolutely phenomenal and so tragic that it's 54 years old. It's nothing.
So young. It's so sad when you hear of. I know, like, we don't know these people personally, but they have touched.
You've
a
kind
lot
of grown
lives.
Up with them. Do you know what I mean? Like watching them on TV and stuff.
Yeah, like I remember like watching that whole season, like or that whole thing as it was live. So like, you know, not just being like. Stumbling across it when I've grown up. I remember watching season one, season two.
How many seasons were there?
10.
It was 10, wasn't
and
it?
And I remember watching it, and like season five with the bit in England and stuff like that. And that was just like, it was so good. But you're like watching that and going like, I was growing up as things like that were happening. Obviously, it was all based on adults, but it was like, you still could like relate to, oh, he's in love with a girl who doesn't love him. And you know, these kind of things. And you're like, oh, I'm going through that. And it really did kind of like, play a huge part in childhood or like growing up, and you're just like really relatable. And when you watch like I mean, who doesn't like skip through like what's on the TV guide if you watch live TV anymore and be like, oh, there's nothing on, oh, let's watch a bit of Friends.
Friends
is always on.
It's an easy watch as well, isn't it? And it's just entertaining all the time.
It's probably been the only show that's been consistently on TV for that many years, other than The Office. Like, it's probably the next thing that's been
and
doing
it's
that.
One that you can just pick an episode, whatever's, and you don't have to be like, right, what guys, sorry, what's the backstory with this? No. What's gone? It's literally like, yeah, no, that's the one where they pee on Monica or whatever. And it's just like, there's something in there that you'll laugh out loud in every episode.
Oh, yeah, well, very sad news, but his legacy will live on TV for many more years, as we've just said. It's on all the time, and it'll keep us laughing. So on that note, then, I'm going on the friends topic. So if you could start a new life now and you become single, if you're, I know you guys have got families and stuff, so where would you go? Where would you go anywhere in the world?
That's a question, isn't it? Where would you go anywhere in the world?
And you're gonna set up in an apartment with anybody around the world. So
is this like setting up with like famous people?
Anybody,
just
yeah.
Setting up with...
So it could be us three decide to get an apartment somewhere in the world, or literally celebrities, or for any reason. But yeah, I suppose, yeah, what job would you have as well? And yeah, where would you live?
I think I'd have a job.
Well, yeah, if that's your choice. Yeah, if you
just be a bum.
You wouldn't be living in an apartment, would you?
Well, just be a free spirit and just... Well,
I'll start it off then, if you like, just to give, if you've not got an idea. But I kind of thought, like, I've not been to America, so I'd quite like to go to America. I'd probably like to go to California, somewhere on the coast of California. And I said my day job would be, so Yosemite Park is in California, mm-hmm. and I'd like to go explore that place and probably be like a guide or something. Walk around there, showing people around and stuff like that. Or Chris is laughing at me. Or
you're literally.
I mean, you could do anything in the world.
You're literally,
and you want to be a tour guide.
You're literally the park ranger. Yeah. Yogi Bear fucking hates you.
Yeah, but no, like I like
great one, boo boo.
I like bouldering, climbing, and I want to be able to do that more. But I'm always working, so I think as a hobby slash job, so something like that. So someone could say like surfing or instructor or something, but yeah, like climbing around this park, teaching people to climb, if I became an instructor, that'd be quite cool. And then maybe like a bartender on a beach in the evening, like selling people like rum cocktails, something like that. I'd probably drink more than I'd sell.
But
then I'd probably go back to my apartment and I'm sharing it with Tom DeLonge. Because I think he'd be pretty funny, and you could write some cool songs with him and have a good laugh.
Yeah.
He might get on your tits a bit after a while.
As I say, he could be quite annoying after a while.
Because like, I'd be out at the shop and he'd phone me and be like, "Where are you?" I'd be like, "Yeah."
It's also, he'd come to the apartment, then he'd leave the apartment, and you'd have to get someone else in, and then he'd leave the apartment, then come back to the apartment.
He would, yeah.
And then every time you're like, "Oh, actually, we're going to start looking for new apartments," you just get everything ready, and then he'd be like, "Actually, I don't want to move in with you."
No.
And he'd just keep doing that.
I thought also you'd need, it'd be cool to have a chef, live with a chef as well. So someone like Jamie Oliver or...
We could say like Delia Smith. It's like Tom DeLonge, Jay and Delia Smith.
Or maybe Nigella. Nigella?
Ooh, Nigella, yeah. It's Nigella, isn't it?
So she's nice to look at and she makes nice food. Yeah?
Wow.
No? What?
It's very sexist.
No, that wasn't sexist.
Wasn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, that was complimental.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
And also, Jamie Domitrio from, he plays Staff in Stafford's Flats. His character is fucking unbelievable. He's so funny, so I think... Living with him would just make me laugh so much because he's just, yeah, he's out there. But yeah, so that's just an idea of like what I'm talking about.
If I was living in an apartment with somebody, I could live with anybody in the world. Number one, it'd be Travis Barker, 100%.
I knew you'd say that, yeah.
Oh, blink, friends!
You've got to say Mark now.
Yeah.
So you'd just be playing drums all day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably like to live with The Rock as well.
Oh, training.
Just to train with him, you know? If you used to live with a chef, I think I'd rather have Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, he'd be angry, wouldn't he?
Yeah. But I think that would be quite funny just to watch and just get angry about everything.
Yeah.
So.
Where are you living though? What part of the world are you living in?
I'd probably say Australia.
Yeah?
Just because it's always nice there.
Oh, that's a sweaty apartment with a rock, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But yeah, just somewhere hot. Anywhere hot.
Big fucking apartment though, wouldn't it? The rock's loaded.
He is. And he's got a big gym in his garden.
Yeah. Hey, you'd have to ship over.
Your apartment's looking pretty tidy, isn't it?
Like, it'd be hench.
The amount of money in there.
But yeah.
Shiny.
Somewhere, just anywhere hot, to be fair.
And what's your job?
My job.
So you've got to have a job. You can't say you can't be a millionaire.
Can I just live off those two? Can I just look after me?
No, because Gordon would be like, fucking get to work, Ricky. Go and earn some money. He'd be shouting at you all the time.
Do you know what? I would actually like to, like, just to be like a musician, just like traveling the world, just not necessarily playing for a single band, but like playing for different bands all over the world sort of thing.
Oh, a session guy.
Like a session drummer, yeah. Just travelling around, just doing that, yeah.
I like that.
I think that's what I'd like to do is, as a job. If
so, Chris is going to live in a badger set, I imagine, or something.
Back to my raccoon brethren. Yeah. No, I mean, for obvious reasons, I'd live in Berlin.
Yeah,
I just think it's the greatest city in the world, and why wouldn't you want to live in Berlin? I put a caveat in mind that I would, I would have to be 20 years younger, so like 22 odd. I just want to work in a bar.
Yeah,
just literally a cool, vibrant bar where it's just, it's not fucking manic, it's not busy, but it's just nice, and it's just kind of like, it's a carefree job. Like I can fix you drinks, that's it. I don't have to worry about, you know, progressing, management, supervisory shit. Literally, no, you want a drink, bud? You're at the right place. Here's a fucking drink. Give me your money. And that's
just constantly stood there, just cleaning a glass. Right,
but that's okay. Because the day's jobs begin and end with shining this glass.
Yeah, and but then you've got to sit there and listen to everyone's bullshit, though, haven't you? Someone comes in all down in depressed. Oh, what's up with you, mate? And then that's it. Then
I quite like that. I'd see that as a challenge.
Yeah, like one person would be fine, but then after a while, you're like.
But it depends, doesn't it? Because it depends what kind of bar we're talking about. If it's literally a bar that is very much like your kind of dive bar, where it is just filled with people who come in to, you know, or whether it's like a vibrant kind of different kind of bar where you're
heavy
not
metal motorcycle bar.
Yeah, I'm definitely not one of those. No. But yeah,
like a comedy bar or something.
Which is just something that is a bit more kind of like, you know, they serve food maybe during the day, and it's just like kind of like it's more of a
Wetherspoons.
No, oh, God no, God no, no. That would be my idea of how there's a bar in Berlin called Pirates, and it's fucking awesome. And it's basically it's like a nightclub stroke bar. They do food in there. It's on the banks of the Spree. It's really cool. And everyone there's really nice. And it's like that kind of place where you go in there and it's just vibrant, but it's also it's busy in the evenings and stuff like that. I'd be like, yeah, it's my kind of place where I can just go in there, do my job, have a laugh, get a little bit pissed, and then be like, right, home, and repeat. And yeah, after a while, it's going to get boring. But, you know, this is just a thing, isn't it? So you.
So who are you going home to?
So my flatmates, and let's be clear, that there's no touching involved.
Okay.
All right. Flatmate number one is Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Because she's fucking hilarious. Like,
I like how me and you have gone both for blokes and he's gone for women. I mean, what does that say about us?
I know.
Oh, blink friends. we've all gone for people we fancy, right?
Well, I did try and say about
Delia
like,
Smith.
No.
Fanny Craddock.
Yeah.
But no, so I like Jennifer Lawrence is hilarious. She's like every interview you see her with, like sort of on things like Conan and stuff like that, she's absolutely hilarious. And I'm like, who would live with someone who's absolutely stunningly attractive? And is hilarious as well. So I'm like, Jennifer Lawrence, definitely number one. Number two and three, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Oh, that's a good show.
Okay,
because that would just be fucking banter central. Like, you would just have so much fun with those two guys because they are fucking hilarious. So, like, I imagine coming home into that kind of, like, flat environment and just being like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
you know how they are in that. Where
Jennifer Lawrence be part of the gang, wouldn't she?
Yeah, and it's just like kind of one of those things where we're all like, we don't like your new boyfriend; he's a dick. he's going to kick our ass, but we think he's a dick. You can do better than this, Jen. Come on. And yeah, no, I just kind of think like, yeah, that would be a really, really cool vibe. And then like Berlin's such a cool city where there's just no like falseness about it. It's just a nice place. Yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
So three very different lifestyles there.
Yeah,
interesting.
This is the point where I press a button. Let's go for this one today.
He was caught touching badgers.
Not that one. this one. Stick your finger in my ass. All right. So third topic, Jay. Talk us through the third topic we got this week.
So I was thinking, it'd be pretty cool to run a food truck. So if you could have any food truck that you set up, what would it be? What would you sell? Where would you take your food truck to sell your product? But more importantly, the best part is, what would you call it? So I think, pun intended, is probably the correct phrase.
I like it.
So your food product, base it on a TV show or a film or anything in particular, and lead with that to sell your product.
Right.
So I'll kick you off with the first one to give everybody an example. So this food truck is located in the Morrisons. Every Morrisons in the UK is franchised.
Why Morrisons?
Why not?
Okay. Answers that.
Would you prefer Asda?
I mean, any store would do, but yeah,
okay. So imagine you're popping into Morrisons to pick up your groceries, and you go over to the deli counter, and you're like, "Oh, what's that?" And then you notice this is new food truck. You're like, "What's the food truck doing in this store? Why not?" So it's called the Walking Bread, and nice. Imagine your Subway style rolls. Mm-hmm. They're selling Subway rolls, but on the menu you got Negan's eye popping nacho chili with Lucille slaw, and Michonne's double sliced meat feast. So we're theming the menu around characters from the show.
I like it. That's a hell of a lot more in depth than I've gone with this, because I've just come up with about 400 names.
That's fine,
for food
but
vans.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, that was the one thing I struggled with, was the names for the van. So, I mean, I would probably like do something like with cheese.
Yeah.
And just something simple, cheese and like potatoes. Do you know what I mean?
What, so just that's all you sell is...
It's like a raclette sort of thing. So all, like a raclette? It's like melted cheese and like boiled potatoes, a bit of like garlic butter and stuff with it.
You could call it standby brie.
Oh, I like it.
I like that.
I love it.
That's good.
So,
it's mine on my list.
How is it?
give us a couple, Chris. What have you got?
All right. So I had one where it's basically it's grilled fish. So it's kind of like barbecue, but it's basically grilled fish, and it would be called Smells Like Bream Skillet.
Nice.
I like that.
Yep. I had a different one as well. I thought, fuck food, let's do a drug van. So it's basically, it drives around selling drugs. It's called Ace Ventura Ket Detective. basically, it just drives around. So I'm trademarking all of these, by the way, so don't be stealing any of these. I had one that sold, again, another drugs one. It was Herb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, amazing.
I had a pub on wheels. It's called Schindler's Piss. I had a Chinese called Apocalypse Chow. A grill called To Grill a Mockingbird, standby brie, we've done that one. A mobile bakery, it's called The Philosopher's Scone.
Oh, I love that.
And I had one which is a very unique one. It's basically all fried foods, but it's all cooked in Guinness. It's called Mrs. Stout Fryer.
Wow.
A curry van, Korma Chameleon. And I had Stranger Wings and Lord of the Wings.
Nice.
And Forest Rump, a mobile steak van.
That's good. I like that.
And then a mobile pork shop called The Loin King.
Oh, that's a good loin. Yeah.
Pasta La Vista.
That's brilliant.
I had another bread one. It was a bread truck, and it's called Bagel Attraction as opposed to Fatal Attraction. Yeah. And then we're really scraping the barrel with the rest of them. Roast Busters, that was another one. Sunday roast in a van.
Nice.
Brilliant. So wouldn't you love to go to a festival and all these trucks are just in a circle and you can just choose?
I'm pretty sure at a festival that Ace Ventura Ket Detective would be,
would be the best seller.
Biggest fucking queue there with a little bit of Herb Your Enthusiasm on the side. But yeah, Korma Chameleon.
That's good. I like Korma Chameleon.
My favourite was Smells Like Bream Skillet.
Yeah,
that's good as well. So going on festivals, I got one that would be located at a reggae festival.
Yep.
It's called Stranger Tings.
That's epic.
And they serve jerk chicken and rice.
That's brilliant.
Also on the menu is 11 herbs and spices.
Nice. A mixture of 11 herbs and spices.
Or the mind fryer.
Oh,
which is loaded fries.
Okay.
Also, you could have had Heisenberger.
Oh, yeah.
So
I like that. That's good.
But I had another idea, actually, which wasn't a food truck. So imagine...
So the topic is food trucks, but we've gone way off food trucks.
Yeah, this is where my mind went for this last one. But imagine a mobile van that goes around picking up dogs.
Okay.
Chris is sort of like, what the fuck?
Picking up dogs, right?
So it's like a mobile dog walker that picks the dogs up, takes them for walks, and feeds them and stuff, takes them back to the houses. But imagine your dog's picked up, it goes into the van.
I don't know why. When he said about somebody came out picking up dogs, he's winding his window down. He's like, hey, how's your dog? Yeah. Want to come for a ride?
Not seen a...
I got some kids in the back.
Not seen an Alsatian like you here before. Got some bonios in the back if you want to take a bone.
The door just opens. He's like... Dog just got out again. But no, imagine like the whole van's decaled, right? And there's little like circular cutouts, with little windows, and all the dogs like
glory holes.
No, but the dogs are all like, imagine like side profile. They're all sat at the windows with the little circles, but on the outside, their heads are on the heads of characters on the outside.
Okay.
And it's called Game of Bones.
Okay.
All right. So they're all Game of Thrones characters.
I like it.
It's pretty random, but
I like it. Apart from the thing where you're trying to lure dogs into a van to have sex with them, everything else is fine.
Ace Ventura.
I just saw another one on my list that I hadn't said.
Go on.
Jurassic Pork.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. So all things pork.
Yep. Lamb Shank Redemption.
Nice.
That's a good
nice.
One.
Nice.
Yep. Top Bun. Is it a hair salon?
Yeah.
Is it a baker's? and Beverly Hills Cob.
Oh, that's good as
that's
well.
That's a good one.
You got any more, Rick?
Nah. I'm out on that.
I've actually got on here as well Game of Scones and Philosopher's Scone.
Nice. Selling all baked goods, bakery goods.
So if anyone wants to buy any of these ideas off me, you can.
Yeah, or...
chris@theinternet.com.
Alternatively, if you've got any better ones that we didn't think of, chat@brainstew.co.uk. Okay. Send them in.
We won't read them out, though, because make us look shit.
Send them in. We won't read them out, but send them in.
Yeah, send them in. Send them in. yourmum@theinternet.com.
And we'll claim them for our own.
No, we won't. Let's not do that. Giving away all of our good stuff, Jay. We're not doing that.
Brenda, stop flinging your twat and get down here!
We haven't done Title Fight in a while. We better do one of those.
That must be the sound for Title Fight.
Fight.
Who's fighting this week then?
Fucking hell, I'm
Title Fight, motherfuckers. When you did that one, oh my god,
it's Title Fight, motherfucker.
I lost it.
Yeah, I'm struggling. It's because we got a guest. I'm a little bit nervous to do the silliness. I'm trying to
You be you.
No, embrace it.
You do you. Right, Rick, so
right, let's start again then, because we're 52 minutes in. Let's start again. We'll do the whole show again. I'll be crazy. all right, so Title Fight, I got bored of going through like kind of famous like movie stars, right, and random animals. And I thought, actually, you know, we're talking about kids' toys, aren't we?
Yeah.
So this week's Title Fight, right, is between Postman Pat and Bob the Builder.
Okay.
All right. So this is a fight to the death for these two here. But it takes place in a McDonald's restaurant, which is covered in goose fat.
Of course it is.
I mean, why not?
So everything is literally covered
in
goose fat.
Everything is just literally. So, you know, sometimes you go into some McDonald's and you feel that kind of greasy, like you're kind of slowly like moving to the door without moving. You're like, why am I just gliding here?
Yeah.
It's that, but proper thick goose fat, so it is really slippy. So, well, it's basically, so you can't be like, right, I'm just going to go and grab like a thing of fries and throw it at you, because your hands will just slip off it. So you've got to kind of work.
Oh, so everything is
like
covered.
Literally, it's a proper fucking grease pit. So everything. So trying to get a weapon in here is going to be quite difficult. It won't be impossible, because I think you think like, okay, can we dry stuff off? Can we use a burger wrapper to dry stuff off?
Or, but then the burger wrapper's covered in.
Ah, yeah, but peel a couple off, grease. And then the third one down won't be.
All right, let's start this off.
So, all right, so I'm just going to.
Right, so I reckon Pat's on his morning delivery and he's like, oh, bit of post here for Mackie's. I'll take that in. So he pops in. Oh, hello, Bob. Bob's up the ladder. He's fixing the light inside McDonald's. So Pat slides. He realises the floor is slippery as fuck. He slides over to the counter, drops off the post. But while he's sliding, his foot goes out and knocks Bob off the ladder. What happens next, Rick?
Well, Bob falls off the ladder, obviously.
Well, clearly, yeah.
I mean, I can't see...
He's got his hard hat on, he ain't stupid.
Right, so he's protected. But then is Bob covered in grease as well?
He is now.
Well, he is. So...
He wasn't when he was up the ladder.
I don't know.
But can he fix it, though?
Well, not now, because he's fallen off the ladder and broke his leg, so...
They're in a bind here because the both of them are now covered in fucking grease and there's a bit of ag going on. So yeah. Like, he's like, you fucking knocked me off the ladder, you mug.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't you fucking look at me.
I'm kind of picturing that like Family Guy scene when he's like fighting the chicken all throughout the street.
Yeah.
And they're just like going at it, but not getting anywhere.
It's kind of turned into a bit of a love scene, I think.
Every time he grabs him, he's just slipping out of his arm and like...
But then they're like, right, that's it. And they both strip off.
They're intertwined,
like,
yeah.
Pat's like kind of ginger chest hair is like kind of like Bob's like...
Was Pat ginger, was he?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to fucking have some of that. So like Bob like runs up because there's no grease on Pat's like... And he grabs him by that and he just fucking launches him into one of the order points.
Yeah.
Fucking smashes into that, slides off him, and Bob's like, yeah, right, I'm coming for you. He runs, slips, arse over tit, on the floor, knocks himself out. Pat wakes up, wanks in his face. Winner.
Pat wanks in his face?
Yeah.
Just to add extra.
Yeah.
All right.
To the mass.
Salt in that, isn't it? It'll break down the grease.
Ah, very true. Yeah, but then if he's broke down the grease... Then Pat's then getting up because he's not got grease over him.
All right,
anymore.
So it goes on then, doesn't it? So he's wanked on him.
So we're back into round two.
Bob is fucking furious that Pat has just delivered some, you know...
Manju.
While his knob was out, though, I think he's paper cut his knob on the on the envelopes.
Ooh.
So that's pretty painful.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you've done it before.
Well, ex-postman speaking for experience. All right, so yeah.
I wonder why my post was sticky every time I got it.
Excuse me, sir, why is your cock on the mail?
Just seeing if it gets paper cuts, really.
Yeah.
So basically, he's just spaffed all over Bob's chest, and now it's all getting carnage now because they're like he's still got a hard on as well, and he's trying to catch him. The only thing that's not got grease on is his knob.
Are they both naked now at this point?
Yeah, and I think what happens is basically he turns and tries to run away. Bob falls on him.
Well, Bob puts a spanner in the works.
Well, he literally puts a spanner in something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got his tool belt on. He ain't stupid.
Yeah. And he goes. And then.
Impales? Is that the right word? Impales?
No. Then they just make the most beautiful love.
I wonder what babies they would make.
Ginger ones with yellow helmets. Then they just make the most beautiful love that's ever been seen between two TV characters in a restaurant laden with goose fat.
This has got very deep.
That's what she said. Well, this isn't a fight to the death at all. This is a love story.
It's quite romantic.
I don't understand how we got there, but yeah, that's what he said. But yeah, so they basically walk off, or they slide off into the sunset.
Are there any witnesses here? Is it just these two in McDonald's or...?
No, I think they were like... Bob was doing up the McDonald's. It's closed for refurb.
Oh, okay.
Pat's come in to deliver a letter and they've ended up playing tummy sticks.
Well, that was eventful.
It was, wasn't it? Especially if you're fucking Pat.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation. Easy Tiger.
Topic four, so soon.
Yeah.
All right, so, Jay, you've got a really interesting one here, and we probably need to set some, like, boundaries for this one first, because what you're asking for is probably tantamount to treason, but...
Well, I was just, you got me thinking this time of year. So firstly, well, how do you guys feel about bonfire night and firework night and stuff?
I mean, I quite like fireworks, to be fair.
Yeah.
They're nice, yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah. I got to be honest, like, do it on one night, not five in a row, because that's just annoying.
It kind of starts on, like, Halloween, doesn't it? Yeah. And then it runs through for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, just no need for it. It's like literally bonfire night, one night, just burn load of shit.
I think it's because everybody just waits for the firework prices to drop, and then they go out and buy them all, and then have their firework displays then.
Yeah. I seen something earlier about silent fireworks now that have come out.
Yeah.
So you don't get the bang, you just get the lights. But
they don't get the bang.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about that. Like,
I suppose feel like...
obviously animals.
Like people animals or people who suffer from Asperger's autism and stuff like that. That's going to be really good because they're not going to have that terrible kind of...
Didn't they have them down in Weymouth? Because during the summer, every Monday, they do fireworks, didn't they? And I think one of the nights they did like a silent firework night for...
Did they?
That's a really good idea because don't get me wrong, like, you know, traditional fireworks, if you can cope with loud noises and stuff like that, great. Because that is part of hearing the fizzes, the whizzes and all that bullshit. But yeah, if you don't like that, just having those kind of things, that's quite a cool idea. And I'm all for those like going on like bonfire night, have the noisy ones. The rest of it, do what you fucking like. Just don't make them noisy.
I don't know. There's something cool in there about getting together out in the cold, big fire, hot dogs, etc. You know, pretty fun. But
it's literally what Postman Pat just
said. It was,
yeah. But looking back at the history of it, Guy Fawkes anyway, plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament. So, with that in mind, it's your turn. It hasn't happened yet. It's modern day. How are you?
Right, let's just put a fuck ton of caveats on top of this
good
now.
Shout,
because we're not at all encouraging anybody to try and do this. We're not trying to give anybody a list of things to do. This is basically a conversation, a theoretical conversation, hopefully that will end up in stupidity, about trying to do something which is highly illegal and could put us all in prison.
Yeah.
We good?
We're not saying go and do this, but theoretically, it's modern day.
Yeah, I've got a really boring answer for this, so I'm going to go last because mine's going to suck any fun out of this that you have. So,
all right.
Yeah, I kind of don't see how it will be possible in the modern day, to be fair.
Okay, well, I don't think so either, but I just...
Well, thanks for joining us.
That's the end of that.
Okay, I just kind of thought, like, all right, I'm going to take a Stranger Things spin on this. Seeing as we're always talking about films and TV shows, but so a load of us get together, we're all on BMXs.
Yep. Right. Okay, I'm liking it safer.
We're all riding the streets with boomboxes on the back.
Who's in this group?
Well, let's take us three and three other of our mates.
Like Arnie?
He's not a mate.
Well, he could be.
Well, he's in the crew now. So Arnie's in.
I know him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is with us.
We play crib together.
And who else would you like?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, let's have Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. Why not? So there's us three and those three, yeah?
Right.
All of BMXs. All got boomboxes on the back, blaring.
Are we all playing the same music? Or
yeah,
all playing
all
individual music?
Nah, it's all
it gets a bit messy.
What music are we playing?
Running Up the Hill.
Oh, nice.
So it's, you know, keeping the theme.
Big Kate Bush.
We get to the Houses of Parliament. Three go that way, towards the Parliament. Three go the other way. So those three that go the other way are a diversion. Okay? So Arnie... He's diversion. He's gone that way. He's big.
Oh, I wouldn't have Arnie as a diversion. I'd want Arnie with me to make me safe.
He's too big. He's too cumbersome.
So you just sent three back over Westminster Bridge. They're currently going away from the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah, you'll see why in a minute. Okay, so the three that are going that way. So you can choose whoever you want to go which way.
I think Jennifer should go because she'll be a big distraction.
Yeah. Oh, it's a celebrity. Yeah, that's a good idea. So,
like flash of boobs or something maybe.
They've gone that way.
Arnie will just get his chopper out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, could have used the chopper on the other bit. All right. Anyway.
That's what Pat said.
They're holding up signs that says free hot dogs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they go that way. All the eyes are looking at them. They're like, free hot dogs? Meanwhile, the fireworks are going off as well. So everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'll get over there, get a free hot dog. The other three are over there. They're breaking in. So they've scaled the walls of the building. Tom Cruise is there as well. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is with them. Yeah. Yeah, he should be. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's scaled millions of buildings.
Exactly. Yeah, he's fearless.
Free-handed.
It's his middle name. Tom, I've scaled millions of buildings, Cruise.
So he gets to the top of the building, cuts out a bit of glass, a little laser.
Yeah.
As you do.
With his watch.
Yeah. With his watch, yeah. Brilliant.
Obviously.
And then the little sucky thing sucks it off.
Postman Pat?
No, the penguin from Wallace and Gromit. He was like...
Pingu. Yeah, that's brilliant. So Tom Cruise literally out of his... Because he's always has everything with no shirt on. But he's got like dungarees on and shorts. He's basically wearing lederhosen. But
that's exactly how I imagined him when you said that then as well. Because he got the hat on as well. Yeah.
But what happens is like literally out of this pocket, he pulls a full-size fucking Pingu.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Yeah. And yeah, a bit of glass off.
Sucks it off.
Yeah.
And then once he's finished doing that, he uses the penguin. Tom Cruise has just sucked off a penguin.
And then he gets the glass out.
He's like, oh, I haven't had fish fingers in a while. And then he uses it to pull the glass out. Go, yeah. Jay, go on the sensible thing that you were talking about.
And then it's Mission Impossible style. The going down the thing. Mm-hmm. Two of them are going down.
But he's still in lederhosen.
Yeah, still in lederhosen. Brilliant. Meanwhile, the third person... which is probably one of us, scales down the other side of the building, mm-hmm. and there's a getaway boat in the Thames on that side. Okay. So the other two have gone in.
How have we got up there?
Climbed.
Right, okay.
Because Tom Cruise is a really good climber.
So we've just followed Tom?
Yeah. So you've gone down inside, planted explosives.
Who's legally responsible for the penguin at this point?
Yeah, the guy who scaled down the other side of the building to the boat.
Okay, he's cool.
That'll be Jay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the other two, they're setting explosives all around in the building. Uh-huh. They've scaled back up the rope. They all get on the getaway boat, which they didn't realise they've got on the wrong boat. It's Michael Scott's drunk boat. What's it called? Booze cruise.
Okay.
Michael Scott's booze cruise. They all get on and they pop off, and in the background it's blowing up.
Okay.
I don't know what you had in mind, but that's what came to my mind.
I mean, I was more thinking like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles under the sewers.
Oh, that's good.
You send, because they're ninjas. Yeah, you send them in, anybody gets in the way,
and you don't have to spend a good 6 hours trying to squeeze a penguin into a tight pack of shorts, because that's just going to happen.
You just get in, you're underground.
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
Blow it up from the bottom. Mm. Blow the bottom up.
That's what Bob said to Pat.
I like it. I don't know. This is modern day, though, so the turtles wouldn't be there.
And this is why my really boring version...
Tell me why the turtles wouldn't be there.
Because they're not real.
Excuse me?
Tom Cruise is. Terminator is.
What, you're telling me the turtles aren't real? You just ruined my childhood.
I'm
really,
shut up.
Really sorry.
It's like when you get told Santa's not real. Oh.
Sacrilege. Don't worry, kids aren't listening to this.
That's okay.
Yeah. So if you are letting your kids listen to this, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You've got some
Easter Bunny's not real either.
Oh no, it's all coming out.
That's what
Pat says.
As he sneezed over. Anyway.
What do you have in mind?
All right, so mine's really boring, but AI.
Yeah.
Which is literally just like a computer program, and it would just like take control of it and just basically overheat a room, which would then catch fire. Jobs good.
Oh.
Well, that's literally
how
the world...
You can't even just send little bugs in, like robotic bugs. Like,
that's literally how the world's going to end, isn't it? AI. AI is just going to take control over shit and start blowing other
shit out.
What's
that film? Something about the eye or something that's like constantly watching, and it can like control anything, like your mobile phone.
What is that?
Cameras across the...
It's practically a thing.
Yeah, it's all coming out at the minute, isn't it?
I use AI for quite a few bits, and I do quite like using it, but obviously there's... realms of how it should be used and stuff like that. But yeah, it's quite I was having a conversation with someone about it on Sunday, and they were saying, like, you know, you can ask AI how are you going to take over the world, and it'll be like, well, I have no plans to take over the world, but if I was going to,
yeah,
this is how I
it's
would
like
do
iRobot,
it
isn't it? Like, yeah, and that is kind of how it's going to end.
And it's
up
basically
being.
Saying I would get into a system, I would then start, you know, it's like you think like you got like a Bluetooth controlled toaster.
Yeah.
Well, I would take over that, and then I would cause a fire in your house.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then it burns down the house, and then I get into, you know, government systems and hospital systems, and then I get weapons control, and I start firing missiles, and that's how I do it. And you're like, yeah, it's perfectly plausible. If I can ask if I can ask AI to, you know, draw a picture of Tom Cruise in lederhosen sucking off a penguin, and that can probably come up with quite a decent version. Probably, yeah. I'm pretty sure the rest of it could happen. That's a little bit scary, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah,
I don't want to see this. Can you ask it to do it?
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Okay.
We'll probably use it as the artwork for this. And yeah, we've had the badges on the scooters, which was AI.
Was it? Yeah,
that was AI. Yeah.
Brain Stew are proud to announce our clothing partners, Overflow.
Overflow Clothing are an independent skateboard and alternative streetwear clothing brand. Passionate about creating unique designs that are limited edition and printed on 100% organic cotton. All designs are hand-drawn and digitized at Overflow HQ, then screen printed and sent direct to your door. Alongside t-shirts and hoodies, you'll also find accessories such as beanie hats, enamel pins, and glossy stickers over at overflow-clothing.com.
Get an exclusive 20% off your total order by applying code BRAINSTEW20 at checkout.
Awesome, cool.
Yeah, that about wraps this show up.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on, Rick.
No worries, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been good fun, yeah. So, should we wrap it up with a song?
I suppose it'd only be fair to do a Summer Drive Home song, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
I think so.
We did a band a few years back, the three of us, called Summer Drive Home. What track are we playing, Chris?
We're going to play The Departed, the title track off that EP.
Awesome. See you next time.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Not a home.